Hello, Tom here, Noise Brigade, doing one more remote episode. Bobby is still recouping his voice. He's almost back to 100%. But joined again once here with my wife, Danielle. We did a worst of episode, and we figured we want to kind of do a part two just to kind of button this up and do a best of. That's basically what Bobby and I did. We are at our second to last night at a campground here in Florida. So we make some random cars driving by, people screaming, who knows, but that might make for some good sound bites in the future. So anyway, let's jump right in. So best of or favorite, however you want to frame this, Danielle, we're just going to kind of try to go in the same order if I remember the order correctly. So your best of or favorite movie or musical or play, what do you have?
Wow, this one is a lot harder to do than like your least favorite or something that you hate. Mostly because it depends on like my mood or if I'm looking at like a certain time frame in my life. Like growing up, I was a big fan of Lap Dance and like basically did karate. Like I even had like the garb to wear so I could watch. Grew up on Trailer Stars, loved to watch movies. But probably my most quoted movies are Not Another Teen Movie, you know, like, Do It for Marty's Torso, and Eurotrip, which is, This Isn't Where I Parked My Car.
This Isn't Where I Parked My Car.
Yeah, so basically, it depends on, you know, it's really hard for me to narrow down because I have so many favorite movies, and I'm sure that there are more that even aren't coming to my brain at this point in time.
So nothing out of that to me surprises me at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I know your favorite movies, you know, we've watched a lot of the ones from, you know, your youth, my youth, obviously we're about the same age. So those movies aren't going to change. And I think we could interject some different conversation about the movies like, you know, Labyrinth or the movies that, you know, the ones that were always in that genre that really kind of, you know, filled the gaps of our childhood. And then like the ones you and I really quote all the time. But you know, it's funny, you and I had this side conversation about this before, and it's funny because, Bobby and I had the same one, kind of during the podcast about these certain movies that you thought about and watched a lot, but you know, none of us mentioned like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Now we talked about it, but we never...
We quote that one a lot, too.
Right, yeah. We just never gave it off as one of our favorites. And I only want to bring that one up because our kids have never seen that movie, mm-hmm. and yet that's a line that they give all the time. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Yes.
And so I just think it's funny, you know, that...
Well, in Adam Sandler movies, we were just quoting that earlier with the shampoo versus conditioner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just, it's weird because, like, there are a lot of movies that I, like, thoroughly enjoy, and there's ones that I quote a lot, and, like, I even thought about it, like, musical-wise, because when I was younger, I used to have, like, a running, like, list, like, 1 through 10, my favorite musical, and on the top of that list was always Phantom of the Opera, but I think that when I went to go see Wicked... that knocked Phantom down a little bit. So, well, and then, like, I was introduced to Hamilton, and that just opened up this whole new world. Like, I could sit there and watch it nonstop. So, it's really hard for me. But then, yet again, I told you, like, Jesus Christ Superstar. I grew up watching Jesus Christ Superstar, and I still... can sit and watch and enjoy Jesus Christ Superstar, but they're my favorites for different reasons.
Right.
Like, it, you know, I can't number them anymore. I know that they would definitely never end up on my worst list, but I can't tell you which one is my absolute favorite. Lately, this is none up there because, like, it makes me feel great and different memory for me.
Emotions and part of getting older.
And I think that I appreciate them differently now than I did back, I mean, even 10 years ago when I was able to label them Like, this is my first favorite. This is my second favorite. This is my third favorite. I can't do that anymore. Right. That.
Okay, so let's go. So, Bruce is there. Actress, what do you...
It's another hard one. Because I used to say that, like, my favorite actor was Johnny Depp, Brad Pitt, Orlando Bloom. But yet again, as I've gotten older, I've found that I don't watch a movie particularly because there's a actor in it. So, like, I don't follow any particular actor's career. The closest I can say to that is Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I love Sweet Home Alabama. That's yet another one that, like, it's not my favorite movie, but it's up there because it makes it, it's something that I enjoy watching.
Right.
But I loved seeing her in Man in the Moon, and that was when she was young, and it was a heartbreaking movie. And it's not a comedy whatsoever, so it shows that side of her acting. Yet again, Sweet Home Alabama, Legally Blonde is comedic gold. You know, I don't think that, I mean, if you can't watch that movie and laugh about something, then, you know, we're not the same type of people. She's ultimately seems like she's somebody that's down to earth. I know that she's had some issues, but even then, like, I still feel like she's somebody that, like, I could get along with in real life.
Right.
The other one that came to mind on this was Natalie Portman. And I don't know if I think I might have told you about this, but I remember being, I mean, if in the article, she was 16, so I had to have been 14, 15. But I remember reading an article about her in 17 magazine, and she was developing Diary of Anne Frank on Broadway. And she was playing Anne Frank. She's Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it fit the whole thing. And they did this write-up on her in 17 magazine, and they were talking about how, like, brilliant she was. And she was just 16 years old. How brilliant she was and how great she was in the role. And, you know, how this girl was going to go places. So, you know, keep your eye on her. And she did. She went, I mean, she did phenomenal work. I mean, V for Vendetta. I mean, like, I love watching her movies, but it's for a different reason than, like, Reese Witherspoon. Like,
right.
Reese Witherspoon, her movies tend to make me feel good, with the exception of Man in the Moon. Natalie Portman's movies tend, Viva Vendetta, they tend to make you think, and they go in more of, like, a darker space. Not saying that that's the type of person she is, because personally, I really enjoyed her hosting SNL, and I still crack up hysterically at her rapping.
The gangster rap?
Yes, where she is cursing up a storm. That, to me, is hilarious because she's such a intelligent... I mean, I believe she got a degree from, like, Harvard. I mean, she's, like, intelligent, like, really intelligent. And she's a very serious actress. Not saying that Reese Witherspoon's not.
Mm-hmm.
But yet again, like, I love them for, like, two totally different reasons.
Right.
And it's hard to pick one because, really, in all honesty, I don't think I've seen anything that either of them have done that, like, I've been like, nope, I don't like this.
Yeah. And like I said, it kind of goes back to what we talked about the movie. It just evokes different emotions.
Yeah,
And especially, like I said, as you kind of get older, you really appreciate different genres and things. And I think it's a good segue into talking about your best of or your favorites, at least in this given point. And I want to make this a point that I have several times over when I talk about this. We talked about with worst of or with Bobby, is that these especially your favorites, they tend to change over time.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Then... It also tends to change, and I think it's almost seasonal. You ask me the same question around Christmas time, I'm going to give you a different answer.
Well, yeah.
So, most likely anyway. But the music. So I'm talking bands or albums or particular songs, best of or favorites. What do you have?
Well, right now what I have playing in my car kind of goes back between a couple of things. One of them is Hamilton, obviously. The other one is the soundtrack to Hades Town. Those are both Broadway musicals. I've seen Hamilton like on Disney Plus, but I've never seen Hades Town. I would love to go see it. But then I also set my I use YouTube Music, and I have it set to randomize postmodern jukebox music. So it's a band, and it's some guy and just a bunch of his friends that have come together, and they take modern music and they switch it up and they put it to a different time era. So I have really gotten into this because, I mean, a lot of songs that I find repetitive and whiny and annoying, they put a different spin on it, and it's wow, I really like it now. My suggestions for it, these are my favorites that I listen to over and over and over and over. Creep, which is...
Radiohead.
Radiohead. Hallie Reinhart covered that. She's from American Idol, and it's phenomenal. It's up there on my favorite covers ever. Grenade featuring Brielle. Me and Katie will sing along to this full volume, and you know Katie doesn't sing to anything, so we both love that one. Royals, which is a song by Lorde, but it features Puddles the Clown, who we watched on America's Got Talent. And I just absolutely love this guy. He's got such a good gig. And if you get the chance, I would definitely check that one out. And probably my favorite is Toxic by Britney Spears. But that one features Melinda Doolittle.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that she is also American Idol. It just blows me away. And everybody that I have shown that cover to thinks that it's phenomenal. And that has to be, my favorite thing that has come out of that.
Right.
Yet again, it's a hard thing to answer because it depends on the mood that you're in.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But I would say that, I hear that song. I'll bring that up on YouTube, and, I instantly just start singing along, full blast. Because it's one of those songs that you have to sing full blast. But then, yet again, the original is that, whiny, repetitive, what we talked about the last podcast about annoying.
So, we've done movies, we've done actor, actress, we've done music. We've got a couple more questions we did on worst of that we're going to do on best of. Again, we're at a campground, so you're going to get random noises. In fact, we just got a flash of lightning and a little crack of thunder, so we're going to try to get this wrapped up here. Mm. Best of drink.
And apparently a cat somewhere.
That's just a person thinking they're a cat. Best of drink. What do you have?
Non-alcoholic is a McDonald's mocha frappe. It has to be a large because I do not get it very often. And I enjoy all 680 glorious calories of it, which is part of the reason why I don't get it very often. Alcoholic would be the good old pumpkin beer. Southern Tier. And we actually went to a beer festival a couple years ago, and that was my goal, was to go around and try all the pumpkin beers. And I tried, I don't even know how many, 20. And pumpkin is the best. Hands down, it's the best. I'm saying that right there.
Yeah, it's a great beer. And I, I'm a big beer connoisseur. Used to be more readily available at least where we live, and then in other areas. So it's kind of a shame. It's hard, really hard to find where we live now. Yeah. But no, it's a good solid pumpkin beer. So that doesn't surprise me at all. I will say the one that does surprise me though is your non-alcoholic. That you didn't say Wawa French Vanilla Cappuccino.
Well, because I don't get it that. I mean, I get that even less often. I get that maybe like once a year, and the McDonald's drink I get maybe. I mean, usually it's if we have a half day at work.
True.
Or if you've done something to make me mad and you drop me off one at work. But
that's a fair point.
Because it's harder to do that with Wawa because, you know, we don't have Wawa there. But yeah, that's probably like my all-time favorite drink. I was thinking more along the lines of like what I get on like
kind
a
of like
somewhat
now. Yeah.
Normal basis.
Okay. One more question before we wrap this up here. We have best of or kind of a favorite book. What do you have here?
This one was kind of hard to think about, too, because there are so many books that I've enjoyed over the years. But I had to go with The Other Boylan Girl by Philippa Gregory. And the reason why I went with this is because this is one of those rare books that I read twice.
Hmm.
And I went and we saw the movie, and the movie was very good. But the book was better because, like, my mind, not that sounds bad, but, like, my mind directed it better. But I think that, like, my mind went to, like, the history part of it instead of
the sensationalization.
Yes. And yet again, this was a Natalie Portman movie. And this was probably one of them that I didn't care for her casting. You know, don't hate me on that. But the book, it takes this, like, very well-documented period of time where, like, King Henry VIII, he, like, marries these, like, women, and then he can't produce a male heir.
Right.
And Anne Boleyn is one of the women that he ends up marrying, but she has sister Mary, who was his mistress before, like, he got involved. And actually, I gave him a male heir. I know she gave him a female, like, she hid him. It was all, like, a push from the family, tried money. It's like, you know, they saw basically the cracks in his marriage, and they were, like, trying to push whoever they could in to try to take as much control of what could. Basically, these girls were used to be on, and Mary's basically a survivor because she married him. And I hate I hate to give up a spoiler, but, like, he beheads Anne.
Right.
I mean, I know. I mean, the book came out 20 years ago, and the movie came out, like, 10 years ago, and the real life, like, happenings happened.
Yeah, a long time
ago. Hundreds of years ago. I hate that I'm giving away that spoiler.
If you're spoiling this for one of our thousands and thousands five listeners.
I know. I'm going to get a lot of hate mail over that, I know. But the book was just, it was very enlightening on how things really were, other than, like, just reading it in a textbook. It brought, like, real life emotions to that, and, like, they basically, like, she talked about, you know, the not so nice things about King Henry,
right?
And, you know, like, stuff that you don't necessarily want to know, but that's, like, really what happened, and you don't read about because he was, like, put up out of his king.
Right.
Now. But yeah, I highly recommend it. It's a good book. And again, it's one that I've read multiple times, which is rare.
So, okay, so we did everything there. We even had a person that sounded like a cat in that episode. I really hope that came through, because otherwise we're going to sound like completely crazy.
Yeah. Always Katie Mack and
Yeah, we could record it. That'll be this one. Thanks again for doing it with me.
Best of is a lot harder than worst of.
Right. It is.
It's a lot easier to pick out what you hate than what you, like, really love. Because what you love, I found, changes over time.
Yep. I think it was the same thing that I picked on ever. I did Bobby, the stuff that really tends to be, you know, run again. You know, but the stuff is definitely does change time too, as you age and different things affect you in life and your different emotions, whatever. But
I hope as like an almost 40-year-old that I'm not like, I want to see every movie that Johnny Depp's in because he's so cute. I mean, it just doesn't work that way anymore. It did at point.
Yeah, yeah. Like, different tours ago. But so before we get more things, I'm on hope episode on this coming, at least in the next few days anyway, I'll say. So I won't put a day on it just in case we have some plans change or whatever, but we'll try to get together and do another episode here. But I just want to thank you again for doing this episode with me. And
thank you, Random Cat Man.
Yep, thank you to Cat Boy,
our surprise guest host.
And that's been the Noise Brigade, and we thank you again for listening, and have a great day.